Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My Song Suck would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and recognise their continuing connection to land, waters and community. We pay our respects to them and their cultures, and to the elders, both past and present.
Hello and welcome to My Songs Suck, the show where we listen to bad songs from good writers. I'm Alex Smith and I'm a musician.
I'm James Keogh and I'm the friend of a musician. Let's get started.
For the fourth year in a row, they've let us back on the air. How could they do this again? Alex, tell me, how have they done this?
We snuck in under the gates, and this is someone else's podcast, and we've changed the RSS feed to our own.
That's right. Welcome to my brother and me.
I love that.
Welcome back.
The first thing we said back is a flub.
Fourth
season.
I was contemplating just like axing it, just like completely burning it to the ground. The show, I mean, just because of that flub, just like end it now.
We're bloody back. We had a bit of a break. Sorry, everyone.
We did. Sorry, not sorry, because I got a great tan.
Hey, this guy over here, he's bloody.
I'm like bloody beef jerky over here. I'm so tan.
Oh, it's good to be back in the saddle. I'm going to say it.
We're back. Yeah, I think it is good to be back in the saddle. You're right.
We're back in the saddle. And this is the first time we've said it today.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Hell yeah. I feel like we're very casual. We've been on a bit of a break. Thank you for listening again.
We're back, and most importantly, you're back, dear listener, or here for the first time.
Oh, this song is from a brand new album.
Yes.
The album, it's the eponymous album, Self-Esteem Waltz. Yeah. The song Self-Esteem Waltz from the album Self-Esteem Waltz is from 2010, an important year for Wymus. A lot of big life changes occurred in this year. The genre I put down as waltz, not a genre, but, you know, props for trying. I don't really know too much to say about this before we listen to it. Do we just...
Sure. I mean, like, one thing worth mentioning, like... Mm-hmm. I mean, the albums haven't exactly gone year by year by year. Like, this is year four for us. It's not exactly year four for young Alex, maybe, just in terms of when the songs were written. But it is, this is the first album that was written completely out of high school?
I believe so. I didn't do my research on this one and check the other songs, but I'm pretty sure that all of these were when I had graduated high school and were attending my first year of university.
Yeah. I mean, at the very least, this one, definitely you can maybe pick up on some things that reference certain things, but yeah, let's just dive in and we'll get into it.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, get into couples and listen to me. I've realized something that's life-altering. You might want to take notes, cause it's one of those things that sound really obvious, but you'd be surprised just how many times this fact passes you by. Your friends have all probably tried telling you, but this message rarely ever gets through. The only person who hates you is looking at you through the mirror. A lot of cruel people say harsh things to you, but you're the only one who believes that it's true. Believes that it's true. Believes that it's true. Oh. La da da. guess these past few years haven't been my best. But these drama kids, these smooth guys and pretty girls, they fixed me and now I'm on top of the world. But I look around and see their trouble too, and it doesn't make sense cause they're all really cool. So in my own way I thought, what can I do? So drama kids, hang tight cause this one's for you. The only person who hates you is looking at you through the mirror. A lot of cruel people say harsh things to you, but you're the only one who believes that it's true. So make them leave this instead. I mean, it's very important because I named the album after this song. It's an important message. Listen to me, self-esteem solo go.
There it is.
I am of the belief that all best songs must end in a record scratch. That's also my firm belief with the middle of comedy movie trailers is gonna have a record scratch in there.
See, now here's the thing about the record scratch, right? And at first I was like, why the fuck? But it's a little bit clever, so
here we go.
I think I had learnt about in music about those vinyls where you learn to dance and they come with like the dance mat with like the numbered feet.
Right.
And so like this is supposed to be one of those old vinyls that are teaching you how to do the self-esteem waltz.
The self-esteem waltz. So, I like it.
Yeah. So like the old timey sound and like the record scratch actually do make thematic sense when you know that.
Yeah.
If you don't know that, it's just some insane nonsense. Did that come across?
Well, I mean, the waltz stuff did, obviously.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you say it's a waltz in the song, so that's good.
Yeah, that's the thing. Do I?
Well, you say self-esteem.
I don't think I do.
Whoa.
Mandela effect.
Mandela effect from listening to it just now. How do you feel listening back?
I it's always a tidal wave of emotions when listening to these. This podcast is a form of torture to me. It's a waking hell living through.
I'm having fun.
Well, that's good. That's all that matters, really.
No, so,
how do I feel? I like that young Alex is changing his tune a bit, trying to do a bit more of a positive spin. I like that.
Yeah.
I do find it a bit odd that he's like, nobody hates you.
Yeah.
Like, that's a really presumptuous thing. And I get where he's coming from, where he's like, hey, you think everyone hates you? You're just up in your head. That's anxiety talking, man. No one hates you. You're just picking on yourself. But also, like, someone probably hates you.
Well, my thing is, you know, I'm fine. I'm more okay with like this idea of no one hates you, but to follow it up with a lot of cruel people say harsh things to you.
Yeah.
Like no one hates you, but people, oh shit, they're just ramming you, dude.
Well, yeah, it's like, I mean, they're saying some shit to you. So like, you gotta be doing something, man. Like, come on. Right,
yeah.
What people am I talking about? What am I talking about? What am I ever talking
kids,
about?
Of course.
Oh god!
Always talking about the drama kids.
Yeah, I didn't think I was gonna have anything to say about this song, but I have a lot. I realized it was a big year, a lot of things to talk about.
Well, yeah, this is 2010, you say.
Yeah.
So he says this is 11 years ago.
Yeah.
how far back does it feel?
Probably about like 3 years ago.
Sure, because I'm thinking like, yeah, if this is early uni years, this is your first kind of years of, I guess, adulthood or whatever. Like, it's a different, we're in a different ball game to like talking about you being in high school, you know?
Yeah, it's a whole different chapter of the Alex life. This feels like, all of the high school stuff always felt like a prologue. This is where kind of like my memory starts.
Yeah.
In terms of like being an adult and being Wymus. Because, this is where I started. Well, for a big one is that this is where I started medication.
Sure.
That's a big one. This is where I met people who were not people I'd known the majority of my life. We had more in common than the fact that we were just the same age and were forced to be in the same building from 9 till 3 most days of the week. And I think I felt a new sense of belonging with these people. It was a new family, and the drama kids were very cool. Yeah.
Well.
Oh.
You know, for drama kid cool.
Sure. My high school friends hated them. Whenever I invited them to birthday parties, they'd be like, we're going to hang at this side of the party because all your drama friends are really loud and obnoxious. And like, yeah, fair. Being on both sides of that coin, I'm like, yeah, we are very loud and obnoxious.
Yeah. Imagine being at that stage in your drama degree and Hamilton comes out, because that was my experience.
Jeez. I'm both shocked that that happened to you and also that that is the age difference between us.
Oh, yeah, true.
I think West Side Story came out when I was in high school. A meme. Zane giving me the look.
Well, should we start making our way through the song piece by piece?
Yeah, let's do
it. All right. So this is the start of the song. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, did I just cut that bit? Like, we know what that was going to be.
I was going to say, I was like, you cut it, man. What you got? Yeah. Why did you bring this to me?
Listening back, it makes sense that this is a like a instructional waltz video.
Well, I mean, maybe is that only clear because I said it? Would you have been like, hey, man, what the fuck was that? And then I would have said, it's an instructional waltz video. And you'd be like, oh, what a fun exchange that we had. Had I not blown it previously.
Damn it.
I'm jumping the gun.
Let's restart.
Let's, all right.
For 4 years, they let us back. No, I think that it definitely comes across as a waltz, obviously. Like, you know, through and through, this is a waltz. And the 1-2-3, 1-2-3 is a waltz thing.
Yeah. I still have trouble with 3-4 and 6-8.
Oh, yeah.
Because obviously 3-4 is 1-2-3, 1-2-3, and 6-8 is 1-2-3-4-5-6, 1-2-3-4-5-6. Yeah, 1-2-3-4-5-6, 1-2-3-4-5-6, 1-2-3-4-5-6, 1-2-3-4-5-6.
Yeah.
Which is also 1-2-3, 1-2-3. So sometimes I'm like, have I written a song in 3-4? Have I written a song in 6-8? God damn. And I think maybe the chorus is in 6-8. But you know what? I know that 4-4 sounds like normal, and 3-4 or 6-8 sounds like some bouncy, dancy shit. So, you know, no one ever asks what time signature this in. Usually, if they care about time signatures, they know how to tell what the time signature is. And they figure it out themselves. I think I know more about this than I'm implying with this sentence. I'm not a complete dingus. But for the most part, sometimes I get confused on it. Because it's all just fucking maths and fractions.
Yeah. It's counting numbers in smaller numbers, in bigger numbers.
Yeah, fuck that. Because 6-8 can be 3-4. And 3-4 can be 6-8.
Why would it... That just it the lowest common denominator.
That's right. It's about the pulse. Anyway, but yeah.
Moving on. This is verse one.
Let's do it.
Now gather round, children. I've something to see.
Pitchy.
Get into couples and listen to me. I realize something that's life-altering. You might want to take notes, cause it's one of those things that sound really obvious, but you'd be surprised just how many times this fact passes you by. Your friends have all probably tried telling you, but this message rarely ever gets through.
Fucking vibra slap. It's not even
works
on the,
every time.
It's not even on the one. It's like 1, 2. God damn. Why? What is my fucking obsession with the vibra slap?
Hey, dude, I dig it.
Yeah. I was digging it until I heard the vibra slap.
I think straight off the bat, we've got that this positivity that you know, we're in for a treat. We're in for something that's not going to be doom and gloom.
Yeah. Doom and gloom.
Doom and gloom.
A little bit of a serotonin, perhaps. Dopamine. Yeah. Really pitchy. Really nasal. Real nasal. And I don't know why. And also, rarely. I fucking drop the, this message rarely ever gets through. And also, like you said, the, it's one of those things.
Yeah. But I mean, that you do, that's like half the sentence, because the other half is in the next
verse.
That's the next part of the verse.
So bad. See,
it's like the, do you ever listen to that like presumption song or whatever it is that's, you know, where like they try and set something up and then it's going to be dirty, but then it's not dirty.
I'm taking a poetry course at the moment because, you know, I'm just trying to enrich my soul.
Wow.
And one of the things that they really push is like pauses, breaks, break the line in interesting ways so that you can have like double meanings. Whereas I was always taught like finish the thought before the end of the line. Because, like, that's good. Whereas they're like, they would have loved that shit. Whereas, like, it's one of those things that sound really obvious. Just like, oh my God.
Oh, it keeps going.
It's like a double meaning because you think it's one of those things. And then you're like, oh, I'm finding out what one of the things is. I remember one of the poems that we were taught was like, this poem revolutionized poetry. And it's like, a red wheelbarrow covered in a thin sheet of ice. Drizzled from the rain water.
Dang. Makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah, because you're like, a sheet.
A sheet. I know sheets.
Of ice. And you're like, oh fucking blown open the poetry game. Why would you want to read that? I don't know. I'm sorry.
I'm into it. How do you feel about the way, because I mean, you know, this is a waltz, but how do you feel about the way the verse has the same, I guess, rhythm and also melody the entire time with all the lines?
It's a little bit repetitive.
Yeah, I think the only sort of time it changes up is when you kind of go up on one of the
passes you by.
Yeah.
Top of the world.
Which I think like it sort of is a part of it being a waltz in a way.
Yeah. And
so I can excuse it for that, for sure.
One could also argue that the repetitive nature of the melody means that you have a heavier focus on the lyrics.
Yeah.
As is the nature of punk music, if you know.
Right.
It's all about the lyrics, so it's okay if the melodies are repetitive. And as you said, it gives that kind of that sense of undulation that comes with a waltz. Yeah.
Does come with a waltz.
Does come with a waltz.
Does come with a waltz. That's what we say on this show.
Come with a bloody waltz.
Buy the t-shirts, everybody. Does come with a waltz.
Does come with a waltz.
Let's have a listen to the chorus.
Hooray!
The only person who hates you is looking at you through the mirror. A lot of cool people say harsh things to you, but you're the only one who believes that it's true. Believes that it's true. Believes that it's true.
Great to mention.
I picked up a bit of Tim Minchin in this, in the song writ large.
Yeah.
I think there's a bit of influence there for sure.
I don't know what my goal was with this song. Because, like, it says it's to, like, I guess, like, cheer up the drama kids.
Cheer up the drama kids, yeah.
But, like,
they write all my songs about.
But they were fine. What am I talking about? These were the people that I was burning CDs for and handing them out to, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
These are my new friends at university. And it's like, I know what's going to make me real fucking popular.
Yeah, it's really funny because, like, we'll cover this in the second verse, but, like, you basically turn this premise, which is about kind of yourself, which is about your own self-esteem of like, I'm my harshest critic, and then just like turning that to everyone else, assuming that they're like, everyone hates me, which, you know, I think a lot of songs do, which is just like, you know, don't beat yourself up so much. Yeah. I think there's a good message to this song.
Yeah. It's just very presumptuous.
There's a lot of assumptions about how many, like, if you told me, yeah, if you told me that a lot of cruel people say harsh things to me, I'd be like, what are you, excuse me? I'm sorry.
Well, like, surely you would be like, oh man, a lot of people are saying harsh things to me, and be like, you're the only one who believes it.
No.
Everyone
people
else
don't say
just...
harsh, cruel things to me.
Must be nice.
Do people say harsh, cruel things to you?
Do they not
you?
Oh no.
Oh no.
But like, I'm the only one who believes it's true, right?
That's true. Exactly.
Wait, it is true? Oh no.
Yeah, I don't, because wait.
God, what is this song?
But the people saying it must believe it's true, right?
Like,
but
maybe they're just, is it that they're teasing me and I can't hack it?
Yeah.
Is that they're like,
you wrote this. You know you wrote this, right?
Like 11 years ago, man. I think the reason these songs always fucking get me is because I felt like my life up until, I feel like 2010 or even like high school, I was going up in terms of like improving as a person. And then I reached like 2017. And now I feel like it's like I'm sliding backwards down the slope in like semi-real time. And I get to like these kind of songs. And it's like, hey, you know, like buck up, pal. You know, don't be so harsh on yourself. And I'm like, man, was I in like better spirits in 2010 than I am now? Oh,
than
God.
I am now.
Fuck. But also, here's the other weird thing about this song and this show as general. I feel like the happiest times of my life were when I was incredibly up my own ass and didn't really think about anyone but myself. I was incredibly self-centered and still am, except now I complain a lot more about it. But like, is that the curse? Is it that you can either...
I think, well, maybe it's just a confidence thing, right? Maybe it's just like a... What, you know, I, you know, you believed
ever wanted to go so
did
far.
You ever have a dream where you but you just like, you were young and the whole world was ahead of you,
yeah,
and now you're old and jaded
and you're like, oh yeah, I can see the end of the world now.
Yeah,
it's 2021.
No. 2021.
I think it is that thing, because when you're young, it's weird, because the things like cringe about a lot in my childhood, well, when I was like feeling really happy and was like,
yeah,
I don't care who knows it, I'm just having a good time. And now I'm like, God,
straight
that up. Was so fucking cringe. Like, this whole song is so cringe, but like, I was having a real good time. And does that mean that any joy I feel now, I'm gonna cringe about in the future?
Well,
make you think emoji.
But the thing is, like, this is a very genuine, you're right, this is a very genuine song. This is a very heart on your sleeve, just like, hey, buck up, everyone. I love you, drama kids. I love you, my drama family, who I just met this year and have fixed me.
Oh my God.
As we'll get into in the next verse.
Yeah, I'm having the big chats. Let's get through the song first.
All right, let's go to verse two.
These past few years haven't been my best, but these drama kids, these smooth guys and pretty girls, they fixed me and now I'm on top of the world. But I look around and see their trouble too, and it doesn't make sense, cause they're all really cool. So in my own way I thought, what can I do? So drama kids, hang tight, cause
this one's for you.
Yes, one for the drama kids.
Fuck
yeah.
I thought I was so fucking cool and sexy. This one's for you.
Oh, yeah.
That's the bit where my shirt flies open and it zooms in and everyone screenshots it and they print
all the
it
drama
out.
Kids are just like
they love it. He's so cool. And
he's
edgy.
So cool. Aww. Which rhymes with two.
Fuck. God damn it. Oh, what? So much to unpack in this song. In this verse alone.
In this.
What is it? I'm gonna fucking take me for example. Take me for example. You know, if we're gonna be verse two of this song, which is so clearly about me. I mean, let's just say I don't know.
Just
me randomly. If we're gonna pick somebody, I was a mess these past few years. Haven't been my best. What am I talking about? I mean, like. I'm not denying that the past few years of those times were not my best.
Yeah.
But also in some ways they were because I have my
You
youth.
Went through some stuff. We've been through three albums of your past few years. We know.
Yeah, I guess.
No one's in a better position to know about your this than we are.
True.
And
true.
I would say, yeah, maybe not the best.
I don't know. I think I just went to high school and just was like sad about it.
You got a hurricane head, also destroy Alex? Your house.
Yeah, but like that was in year one. Come on,
right, yeah.
You've had a roof over your head for like 3 years now. Buck up. Come on.
Stiff up a lip.
Yeah, am I being too harsh on my younger self?
Maybe.
I don't know, maybe. Maybe that's
high school is very formative.
It's true. Well, I'm in uni now. So I put that at the door.
No, I know, that's what I'm saying, but this is
uni time.
Past few years.
True, 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 true.
This is the another brick in the wall part two.
God. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Past few years, I've been my best.
Yeah.
But these.
But these drama kids.
Yeah. These.
I.
Yeah.
A couple like, it's fine, but it's just like. Just saying drama kids is just so like just
what? Cringe.
Sure, yeah.
What would you say?
I just think, like, have some subtlety. Like, have...
My cohort of peers.
I don't know. I see all sorts of people. You know, it's just so specific. It's just so, like, oh, this is a person... This is a child in a drama course at uni who is singing to their drama friends at uni.
Yes, yes. But I don't care about anyone else on the planet at that moment in that
no,
time.
No, of course.
It's only the drama kids.
They're only the drama kids.
Fuck all of my high school friends.
Yeah.
These drama kids, they fixed me and now I'm on top of the world. Fucking my high school friends, fuck them. I mean,
get out of here.
To an extent, fuck them. I don't know. Maybe my self-esteem wouldn't have been so bad if they were nicer to me. Oh, maybe that's what it is. A lot of people say harsh things to you, but you're the only one who believes it's true. Why do they say the harsh things? I don't know.
You're still trying to decode the
still trying
the
to figure that one
course.
Out. I don't think it makes sense. Fix me on now. I'm on top of the world.
They fixed you. Congrats.
They fixed me. Oh, narrator voice.
They did not fix
him. They did not fix him. But I look around, see they're troubled too, and it doesn't make sense because they're really cool. So in my own way, I thought, what can I do? Not, I thought, what can I do in my own way? I thought, in my own way of thinking, I thought, what can I do? Poor grammar there, Alex.
Sure, so, no, I see what you mean.
So drama kids, hang tight because this one's for you. It's the chorus that we heard before, and I say it weird and sexy and slimy. I hate it. Makes me do a sad face on the inside and the outside.
It's funny. Like, I get sort of where this song is coming. Because it does... I think this verse really drives home how much of, like, a earnest song this is.
Mm.
Where it's... You've clearly seen these drama kids who you look up to so much and who have, you know, welcomed you into their loving embrace.
Yes.
With lots of, you know... drama games and and it's like you just want to make them feel okay.
True. I think also an important landmark in the young Alex story. This is where I met one of the big crushes of my life. Very defining. And she was a drama kid, and I'm sure that a big part of this was about her in some way.
I have no doubt.
I don't like that I'm like these drama kids, these smooth guys and pretty girls.
Yeah, not a fan of that one.
Nothing really to say about it. Just I heard it and was like, don't like that.
Yeah.
But it was worth addressing.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's why I'm so torn, because it's like, he's just having a good time for once.
Yeah, that's it. Like, it's really hard to criticize, like, because it's just so earnest. It's just so genuine about this kid who just loves his drama friends. And I love that for him. I don't like the assertion that he's telling all his friends that cruel people are saying very harsh things to them.
Yeah. It's hard to tell someone that their song is bad when the message is so pure.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, don't be so hard on yourself. You know, anyone who says mean things to you, they're talking out of their ass. Fuck them. You're great. You do you.
I think that's fine. What I keep coming back to is not that it's not that, like, if people say bad things about you, don't worry about it. It's that people do say bad things about you.
To you. They say them to you. Hey, fuckface. You got a fuckface.
Yeah.
but I'm the only one who thinks that's true. Not even that guy believes it. He's just a dick. I don't know, man.
What am I even we'll keep coming back to that for the rest of time if we don't move on.
I got
to
keep this in mind for future songs that, like, I can't let lyrics slip away. Just be like, that's just a rhyme, because I'm going to come back to it on the show and be like, what the fuck was I thinking?
So we do the chorus again, but after the chorus, we have one of those classic young Ali Smitty G.
Ew. I hate smoke. Oh my God, Ali G. It's me.
Ali G comes in for this very good spoken word section of the song.
The only one who believes that it's true. So I can believe this instead. It's very important because I named the album after this song. It's an important message. Listen to me, self-esteem solo go. Oh, that's lovely. Thanks, Mike. Okay, so we'll just do the chorus one more time. Wrap it up and then we'll call it wraps. What's it? No, we have to. We have to drop the message home. It's important. No, we have to.
The classic Alex, the song is getting away from me.
It'll be a waste of the entire song. I spent minutes writing this. Come on, just one more time. Is it that hard? Thank you. Jeez.
All together now. And then we cut.
Who's Mike?
He's my sound engineer, of course, in the studio that I'm recording this in.
Of course.
And you don't hear Mike speak because he's behind the glass. That's why.
He's behind the glass, definitely. And he's in Canada and he's great.
See, now here's the thing. And then I just leave. here's the thing. So clearly this was like a fun tongue-in-cheek comedy thing.
Yeah.
But it's bad and, like, cringe. And, like, my joke on paper, it's like, all right, Alex, tell me the joke on paper. It's like, well, the joke is that I don't think the audience understands the joke, and I'm, like, a really pedantic, like, fucking whack job, and I really want to make sure the audience get the joke, so I just, like, say the joke at them in, like, a really kind of, like, you know, frenetic way. And then during the solo, I'm talking to my producer, Mike, and I say that we're going to run the chorus again in the booth. And the joke is that we're just, I guess, improving it. And I have a little argument with Mike, because that's really funny if I'm, like, arguing with another person. And, like, I get, like, a little bit too into the argument. Like, that's not really, it's a little bit uncomfortable to listen to. And then he frustratedly says, is it that hard? Thank you, geez. And then the chorus comes back in. And it's like, Alex, that's not a joke. That's just an argument that's uncomfortable to sit through. And I realize, as I've said, all I know is that as a kid, I had trouble with social interactions. And I think sometimes, and this went on into my adult life when it came to writing, especially with a sketch comedy, as you may know, sometimes I would confuse replicating a real life interaction with like comedy, that it would just be funny to me being like, oh, that's like a thing that's happening. Like, oh, he's having an argument. That's funny. But then like it would only be funny in the moment. And then later I'd be like, why would I think that was funny? It's just an argument. That's not funny. There's no punchline there.
Did this wait? So wait, so you're saying that this argument happened?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's me pretending to have an argument.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I know, but I'm just saying like
why do you ask?
Because you're saying that you base comedy things off of things that have happened.
True. Okay, I see. So like it's not that I base it off things that's happened. It's just that I'm like it's hard to explain. It's just so do you remember this might be going a little bit too into you and me and not like you, me and the audience territory. But yeah. Do you remember that time in Berlin? We'd have like I'd have a skit. I can't yeah. remember. And they would just kind of argue. And the fact that they're arguing would be the comedy. And I'd be like,
right.
This is funny because it's a little argument. Right. It wouldn't have like a punchline. It would just be like, it's funny because they're arguing. The more I try to explain this, the more insane I sound. I don't think I can explain this. I think my brain just found it funny. I think because I analyzed people and didn't understand people.
Uh-huh.
I would be like, here's a thing that I see people do and I don't understand it. And my brain would just be like, haha, look, they're doing that thing that people do. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Am I going off the fucking rails here?
I think it like it makes sense as a joke.
What's the joke like, though?
Because it's like I imagine the other side of it is just like, oh, I didn't know we were doing another chorus. Which again, I guess is just an argument.
Right.
But like
I will say in 11 years, up until you just then said the other side of the argument, I never imagined the other side of the argument.
It's like everyone's walking away and it's like, no. We've got to do I think the joke is that you're losing control of, it's a joke that you've had many times before in previous songs where you're losing control of the song in the middle of the song, which is funny.
Is it funny?
No, I'm saying that in jest. It's not very funny at all.
Why do I keep coming back to this
song.
Bit?
Like, didn't you do that in Amazing? Or was that, yeah.
It
was like you tripped over the mic or something.
Oh God, you're right. God. What is it with me? And like pretending to be an incompetent musician. I didn't have to pretend anymore once I turned like 25. I was there.
You'd done it.
Maybe this is why I never want to do studio recording. Because I'm too scared I'll start busting out all this shit. Like, I want to have an argument with Nick. It's going to be great. Everyone's going to love it.
It's going to be good. It's going to
be funny. It's going
to be funny. We're going to yell at each other.
Why? What was my goal? What am I trying to say? It's not a joke. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. It's just an uncomfortable argument. I get too into it.
Hey now, I spent minutes writing this. That's a funny joke.
That's a joke. That's a funny joke.
That's a funny joke.
Because he's like too uppity. And it's like, you shouldn't care. You only spent a few minutes writing.
It was just a few minutes, you joker, you jokester, you riddler.
What's sad and funny about that is that it took me a long time to write this, and I said minutes to make it seem like it was really easy.
To play it cool.
To play it cool.
Because this song is super cool.
It's very cool. What do we say about this?
It's a very genuine song from a boy, not yet a man, who, you know, is coming into a new world of uni and meeting friends and people, and he wants to express that because that's the way young Alex gets his emotions out, is to write songs about them.
This is true. It's nice that he's writing a positive song for once.
Yes. Are many of the songs on this album positive? Do you remember?
I am remembering with my mind.
This is his remembering voice, everybody. This is what he does when he remembers things.
Through my iTunes. To find self-esteem waltz in my iTunes. It's
sometimes I'll just be like, did you pick up the groceries today? And he'll just do this for like 3 hours. And then I'll get to the kitchen and I'll see that there's no groceries. And I'll be like, no, you didn't. But he'll keep going.
No.
Ah, okay.
The rest of them are pretty sad. Fuck. Damn it.
Oh no.
But this one was
it's
positive.
Like the next song is just like my drama kid friends ditched me. Drama kid blues.
Drama kid blues. It was an important year for Alex. I don't feel like I've said that enough.
Okay.
It was very important. My, like I said, I started fucking antidepressants.
Mm-hmm.
Started to fix that noodle. Started my mental health journey.
Mm.
Or rather, I've been on the journey the whole time. I bloody got out of MAP. I moved out of home for the first time.
Ooh, hoo, hoo.
Mm-hmm.
Share house time.
I don't know if I had moved out of home at this point, but sure. Not long after this, I moved out of home, which is quite soon. That can't be right. It must be 2011 or 2010. Either way. I started having massive panic attacks.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. That's why I started the medication. That's the one.
That's the order. There you go.
Because when I was in this uni course, I also had my first proper girlfriend.
Mm.
Met her at uni. And we're still good buds.
Yay.
I'm very proud of that fact. I like that I can have a good bud of like 11
Absolutely.
Years. Yeah. And she told me to go for Underground Productions Unisex the Musical.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. And it was a 3-hour long epic. There's a lot to say about that musical. I won't say everything there is to say about that musical. But I will say that I met some very awesome people and I ended up moving in with some of them.
Very cool.
But for my first meal in that house, I decided to, because I was a pasta chef at Vapiano at the time, I decided to cook myself. You made a face, James.
It's just another thing to throw out. It's great.
Yeah. People are always delighted and surprised by that. But I was a pasta chef at Vapiano, and I knew many awesome recipes, and I could cook them very well. But my first meal out of home, I decided to cook myself chicken pasta because, you know, carbs and chicken. Come on.
Great. Love it.
But I added some white pepper, and I think that's what fucked me up. Because I'd never had it before, and it made my body feel weird. But I thought I was going to die because I felt very not great. And it didn't feel like salmonella. But either way, I went into my room, and all my housemates were out. And I didn't want to call them and ruin their evening. So I wrote a note.
No.
I wrote a note that was like, hey, guys, I think I accidentally poisoned myself.
Poisoned myself.
So I'm just going to lie down. I might die. Giving you the heads up that you might walk in and find a corpse because I don't want you to like be surprised by that. And that's a real message that I wrote.
Wow.
And then I was watching Tarzan and they're like, hey buddy, you okay? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, we got your note. And I was like, oh yeah, sorry. But from that point on, I had insane panic attacks whenever I ate anything that wasn't like anything that was meat, anything that could be bad. And so I went from 102 kilograms down to like 76 kilograms.
Wow.
Probably less than that, honestly, very rapidly. And
yeah.
I thought that I was, what's weird is that I thought I was overweight still. And I thought that I was like, I'm on like the sexy end of, you know, like I'm a little bit podgy, but I could lose more. But like looking back now, I'm skeletal and I have no muscle and I don't recognize myself. It's very upsetting to behold, but I think that's a good indicator of where it was in this year. Because I also the reason I started medication was because I was having heart palpitations, but the main one that got me was I was going to work one morning and I had a big panic attack and it felt like a big heart attack. And I fell into the road and I was crawling up the street after an ambulance and I thought I was going to die and then I just didn't and I went to work because capitalism.
You went to work? You still went into work?
Yeah, I was fine.
Into Vapiano's?
Yeah, man. I had pasta to
make. Made pasta?
Hell yeah, I did. And so I started on antidepressants and I began routinely taking mind-altering medication, which also stopped my panic attacks, thank fuck.
Well, that's good.
That is good. Am I going too long on this story?
No.
Good, good. But yeah, I was at uni, medication, lost a lot of weight, living out of home for the first time, got my first microphone.
Nice.
Nice. That
I'm
was
looking
a,
at you now.
Yeah. That was
playing microphones for days.
That was a big time. I also got my first audio interface. I made sure I got the one that my school had because it's the only one I knew and I knew it worked. So I got that.
Nice. So we're starting to get into the realm of like your man Alex Smith, really.
Yeah, that's why it feels like a big, this is like the new chapter.
Yeah.
Because we're all kicking off.
I'm excited. So this album, and it has an album artwork like the others do.
Yes.
I would like, just briefly, if we could kind of deconstruct it, and we'll chuck it on our Instagram. You can check it out there. There's a lot going on. You drew this yourself, I would have to assume.
No, I got it commissioned. No, I did this.
I recognize your art style.
A real step backwards from the last one, I gotta say.
It is. I'm sorry, but it is.
It really is. I don't know what happened.
I'm just now like the perspective, it took me so long to realize the perspective of the hand that is towards the camera in this photo.
This is such bullshit.
It just looks like one of your forearms is just huge and swole, and then in front of that is some sort of dove and a cloth.
People always think it's a goddamn dove and a cloth. Why? What would I be extending to you if not my hand? Context clues.
It just doesn't work, man. It just doesn't. Because, like, no, because your elbow goes down to bloody. It's like your elbow extends bloody Elastigirl style. Yeah. And then you've just got this, like, extra big, muscly arm. But in fact, what it is that it's just like your forearm is closer to the camera. But it just does not read because the lighting doesn't help that.
You ask like any artist about foreshortening and they'll say it's very difficult.
No, I know foreshortening.
That's
it
right.
It just doesn't work here because I thought you got a massive swole arm.
I just think if
you're... And the other arm, sorry, the other arm is like this, you know, your elbow is like up here and then it's like just shooting
out.
He's
reaching back a bit. The elbow is like a little bit behind. I'm going to paint a picture for you, listener, if you haven't seen the artwork yet. Yeah. You see a grand ballroom. You see a masked, handsome, mysterious man.
Who is he?
With brown short hair and no beard because he couldn't grow it and didn't know he wanted to. Wearing a red cummerbund and a fluffy piratey neck thing. He is standing. He appears to be outreaching something towards you. There is a white something. What could it be? It's kind of similar to his white glove. On the other hand, and also there's a blue something. What could it be? Reaching out for the white something, wearing a sparkly blue glove. What could it be? Maybe it's a feather. Maybe it's a dove. Maybe it's a dove. Context clues. God damn it. I'm so mad. I'm not actually mad.
I think... Yeah.
I'm just tired. I've been hearing this fucking dove shit for like 11 years. People always think it's a dove. Why would it be a dove?
Because you love doves.
Also, check out the fucking sparkles on that glove. Zoom in on that.
Yeah.
Each individually done by me.
There aren't that many of them, but yeah.
There's enough to be impressed. But you know what? You know what there are a lot of?
Yeah.
People at the ballroom.
Individual people, which are all unique. That's pretty neat. For the perspective that doesn't work in this, there is perspective that does work, which is you being up the stairs.
Oh, I thank
that
you.
That works. Yeah.
Thank you, yeah. Those are all my drama friends and high school friends.
Oh, they're the people that... did you, like, model them after the individual people?
Well, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just some group. It's like, you've actually been like, this is Derek.
Yeah, and the ones... at the far left, I think those are my high school friends.
Oh, and they're being rowdy. No, the runs on the right are being rowdy.
My right audience is left. This is good podcasting.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is that a lot of bright green dresses from someone who doesn't know fashion. It's like, chuck in some color. People wear bright green dresses, don't they? They love that.
I've seen Marge Simpson. So.
What's interesting is that the... at the very bottom of the stairs in the red dress is my current girlfriend. Well, not my current girlfriend, but my girlfriend at the time. Sorry, I flashed back to young Alex times. I was in the past. But you'll see.
I was going to ask about the red dress girl because I thought she might be significant. Anyway, go on.
But you'll see that there's someone embracing her from behind. drama, drama.
Oh, no.
I can't remember what that meant, but I think maybe there was someone who liked her. And there's also someone who appears to be proposing to her.
Oh, yeah. Everyone wants your girl. Yeah. But also, yeah, the three guys who are behind her, these are the guys who I thought were being rowdy. They're just like getting stance up. There's some boys out in the Saturday night. Like, they're just like out for a party.
But then it begs the question, if my girlfriend is down there, then who's flying the plane? Whose hand am I reaching out for to walk down the stairs? Am I wearing a mask so I can cheat on my girlfriend without her knowing? Is the audience the girl? Is it you?
The girl reading this?
The girl reading this. Fuck, what an awful album artwork. Terrible. I'd spent hours doing that fucking chandelier. What chandelier, you ask?
What
exactly?
Oh, no.
It's fucking blurry and you can't see it. And I'm so mad. This fucking artwork is so goddamn terrible. And that was the last album art I ever did. Here's the other thing. Things start fucking falling apart as my mind starts to fall apart. Because this was the last album, like the last 11-track album that I did. Because I broke off and I was going to do, fucking Going Full Moon, which was another album. And then I was like, I'm going to make an EP of some other stuff. And then I became Wymus. And so.
And then, it all happened.
It all starts falling apart from here. Then I started writing songs not to be on an album, And I just played them at gigs. Yeah. It all starts to fucking shatter apart here. Like a little caterpillar wiggling out of a chrysalis.
Well, while we're in the eye of the hurricane, let's just enjoy it while we can. Before everything starts to sink into the ocean of good music. Let's enjoy the boat of bad music and then go to the good music when it goes into the good music.
Nice. I like that it was looking like there was only going to be good songs for a bit there. But here we are.
We're back again. Back in the saddle, really.
Back in the saddle once again.
Once again.
Is this song... Oh my god, you were about to end the episode.
I was straight up about to close it.
Sorry, man. I was just going
to
say...
What do you have to say? What do you have to add that's so important, Mr. I'm Alex Smith, this is my podcast?
I love you.
Damn, he got me.
I was going to say, is this song actually better or worse than normal, or if we just been away for a while?
You know what's interesting is I feel like if we started with this...
Yeah.
I feel like this would elicit a similar reaction to like something like Amazing from you of like, oh, I'm dipping back into this 10-year-old song, blah, blah, blah. By this point, we're jaded. We're like, we've had 3 years of this.
True.
And we're just like, all right, another one. Put it on the pile.
If anything, does that mean just like pure exposure to bad music mean that you think that bad music is good music if you listen to bad enough music? Sorry, I just heard the thing I was saying and I was like, I'm speaking nonsense right now. This is the stupidest sentence I've ever said.
No, did you hear my boat thing? We're fine. We're good. It's fine. Look, I think this song is okay.
How many sucks out of 10? 10 sucks being it sucks a lot. 0 sucks being it doesn't suck at all.
I think it's like a 5.
Good.
5.
Good commitment.
I'm going to say 5.
I'm going to give it... a 3, because I think it's the arrangement is actually really good. If you took out the singing, I actually think it's quite good. I think it's got good use of like bass line's good for once, good decent drums, fucking virus slap, but the strings and like there's some cool frequency stuff happening. Like, there's some stuff happening. I think it's fucking just like a road keyboard or something, but like it's just filling out the mids, but it's not. Everything used to demand your attention. I used to be so proud of everything that you had to hear everything all the time.
Right.
Whereas there's stuff that's just serving a purpose. As demonstrated in a very big Young Alex step by the electric guitar solo, which does not grab you by the ears and say, listen to me playing the guitar. It just fucking slides in during the fucking spoken bit where it's like,
yeah.
And then it's just like quietly underneath the final chorus. it's just like, it's a supporting element. It's actually playing a part rather than every part being the only part. So
yeah.
Kudos to you, young Alex. You're
kudos
learning.
To you, young Alex.
Yeah.
That was good. It was being humble.
I will also say as well, since this is my first microphone, Rode NT1A for anyone at home listening, classic first microphone for the price point, incredible quality.
Use referral code MSS for 50% off.
A staple in most studios around the world. Lowest microphone noise. You can't go better than Rode. 10-year guarantee. Very good microphone. And
I pronounce it Rody.
Some
like
people do.
The character from
Iron Man.
Yes.
Also,
go on.
My Electra calls it Rody, and I'm like, surely you would know better than me.
Well, Nike, right? So, checkmate, atheists.
What was I talking about? Oh, so I had the audio interface. That means instead of recording my acoustic guitar and putting an amp sim on it, my acoustic guitar through laptop speakers and putting an amp sim on it, you fucking amateur. I'm actually plugging my electric guitar into a device designed to DI electric guitars and applying an amp sim to a direct line input from an electric guitar, which sounds like an electric guitar, and it actually sounds very good for it. So there you go.
Very good.
Very good indeed. Hooray!
Hurrah!
Hurrah!
That's all I got, right? Thank you all for listening to this episode. We appreciate everyone coming back for season 4, joining us for the first time. If you are joining us for the first time, feel free to follow us on our social media platforms. We're on Facebook and we're on Instagram. My Songs Suck. Get all the latest sucky things that we post on there.
Nice. Good.
Is this good? Is this good?
I like that.
Yeah. All right. Alex, where can people find you?
Well, if you hadn't gathered from this podcast, I'm a musician. I go by the name Your Man Alex Smith. You can find me on Bandcamp, Spotify, and iTunes, and every other streaming service under the sun. You just got to search Your Man Alex Smith. In exciting news, at the time that this is coming out, this is slated to come out May 7th, so if something has delayed that, I sound like a dingus right now, but at the moment it's meant to come out on May 7th, not delay 7th. And my Indiegogo campaign should have started for the music video, the Align music video. It's going to be animated by the amazing team at Skjald, who are behind the Tales of Alethion series. That's a Danish word. It means bard. They're very amazing. And if you have a spare dollar, please consider signing up. You get an opportunity to get a lot of cool things. Also, my album is coming out finally June 18th. For as long as this podcast has been running, since before this podcast has been running, I've been working on this album. So if you like my music and if you like me, it would mean a whole bunch if you could give it a listen and you can pre-save it. I'm sure the link will be somewhere. I have no way of giving it to you here. But please check it out. Slowburn on Spotify. Thank you so much.
Exciting times for the boy. It was a big year back in 2010. It's a big year in 2021.
Yeah.
Well, with that all said and done, it's time to close the book on another season premiere of My Songs Suck. What did we learn today, Alex?
Sometimes having a good message doesn't make you immune to criticism.
Yeah.
What did you learn?
Okay. I learned that there are a lot of cruel people saying harsh things to me, which I didn't know going in. But hey, at least I'm the only one who believes it. So
it's true.
There we go. All right. Thank you all for listening. Join us next time as we interview a guest. Who's it going to be? Find out in 2 weeks' time on the next episode of
My Songs Suck.